Hello, my name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. You're listening to This Day in History. On June 1st, 1968, Helen Keller dies in Westport, Connecticut at the age of 87. Blind and deaf from infancy, Keller circumvented her disabilities to become a world-renowned writer and lecturer.
Hey, a dead old blind woman. Let's steal her identity.
Not just a dead old blind woman, Jack. This is world-renowned something or other, Helen Keller. We can cash in big here.
If we are Helen Keller, we can have jokes made about us for years and years to come.
Not us, Jack. You're going to be Helen Keller. I'm just going to reap in the millions.
Jack can be Helen Keller, and you, Ralph, my somewhat good friend, has lots of money, which you can share possibly with me?
Manager.
So you get 10%. Right, Ralph? Right? While I'm Helen Keller, I have to be blind and...
You know, I've been looking at this again, and I think we really need a woman to play this part.
I can pretend to be a woman. Listen. Oh,
you guys
hello.
Are
I'm
such
a woman.
Idiots.
I'm a woman. Look at me, the woman.
Just because we thought of the idea before you, don't hate.
Yeah. I can be a woman.
This is just pure logic. You don't look like a woman at all. I should have her identity.
If I'm blind, they can't see I don't look like a woman.
No, you can't see you don't look like a woman. They can.
Her crazy psycho babble's making sense, Jack. You might want to rethink this.
Damn. What we should do to make sure this can't happen again? We should shred all of Helen Keller's documents.
No, let us take care of the documents. And
why the handwriting on these documents is totally illegible. Maybe she was blind.
I'm beginning to agree with our female friend here. I think you are an idiot, Jack.
Unfortunately, Jack and Ralph did not learn their lesson and did not shred important documents with their personal information on it, and their identities were both stolen by each other shortly thereafter. Make sure that you destroy any documents with your personal information on it to prevent identity theft, be you Helen Keller or not. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.